What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tutaku Podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Xavier and Alton. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Like the new videos. And pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back.
Man, you look like you just woke up.
Yeah, man. I feel like I just woke up. Like, I know, like, it's super blurry, but I look like I've been in a fight. Like,
yeah, why is it super blurry, man?
I don't know, dog, because this is a 2017 laptop, and, like, this was the camera quality, I guess. I don't remember. Like, it's pretty bad, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, man.
It's a good thing we don't do video anymore, because... It's pretty disappointing.
It is.
Let me see if the light changes anything. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Turn that off. Turn it off. My eyes.
Oh, God. Oh, well.
Yeah, hey, man, just stay in the shadows.
It's a good thing it's just audio. Because y'all would be like, yo, is this 480p?
Why am I doing video right now?
So we can see each other. What do you mean?
Don't want to look at your good face, man. Also, oh, okay. I hope this uploads, because I'm using my Wi-Fi. I haven't used my Wi-Fi in I don't know how long. So normally I've been using my Ethernet, but I'm on my laptop too.
Oh, right, because everything's so packed up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using the external camera?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's why I say I hope it doesn't fall off, because it's like heavier than my laptop screen. So
yeah,
it might drop back, my laptop falls, everything goes to hell. So.
It's true. Hopefully this doesn't sound too bad either, because not using my main mic, and I don't know where this is set at, because I can't hear myself through my headphones.
Just a whisper the whole time.
Right? So I'm just talking. Watching my little bar. Okay. I'm just watching my little bar, and like, that looks fine, right?
Yeah. I'm glad we aren't doing video, because, like, it's barren behind me, dude.
Yeah.
It's completely naked.
Behind me is finally nice. But, you know.
Then again,
it's just the quality is horrendous.
Yeah, the quality is absolutely butt.
So, this is a shorter episode, because Alton has an appointment. So the question is, do we do season reviews then? Will we be able to cover everything?
I mean, would you be able to cover everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel like that was a confident yeah, man.
I mean, yes. Yes, I would. I would be able to cover everything. For sure.
I finished everything except for two. But one of them is one I read, and the other one's a season two. So okay. I'm kind of like...
That's fair enough.
And... Yeah, and honestly, I'm thinking the season two is for Mashley, Magic and Muscles.
Oh, okay.
And I'm honestly debating on if I might just drop it and read it.
Right. So, it seems like it's a better read manga than anime.
Yeah. So I might just go ahead and drop it and read it. But other than that,
yeah, man, I'm pretty much everything. Eye.
But, I mean, we got about what?
Some 20 minutes. Mental math. We got one. What are you doing? Counting.
We all know math wasn't my strong suit.
Yeah.
Or we could just tell the people what's going on, what's happening in our lives. We know they want to hear that.
Man, nothing is happening in our lives. Why would they want to hear that? Still single, still broke, still sad. What are you talking about, dude?
Oh, okay, man.
What are you talking about? Who wants to hear that?
I don't know. Maybe the people want to have a great laugh, you know?
They want to relate to the misery. I mean, probably, but, you know.
Oh, we're trying to get out of what?
I said, we trying to get out of that.
Nah, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
where it's comfortable.
All right.
And I know my worth, where I belong.
Okay. All right, so I guess we could do season reviews. Because, I mean, here's the thing. I read 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. I've made a video on 2 of them.
Fair enough.
And the other one is a season 2 also. So.
Fair enough.
Let's just run through this. Deadmount Death Play Part 2. Since you already did Mashley. Season 2 Deadmount Death Play. I don't know. Was it
winter season?
Yeah. Deadmount Death Play Part 2. It was fine. I mean, I enjoyed the first season more. Because I thought it was a little more straightforward. I mean, there's so much going on. And at some points, it's kind of hard to keep track of and to understand just what the heck is happening.
Fair enough.
And they ended it where it's like, it needs a season 3, but also like the end of season 2 felt rushed. Because it's like they introduced some characters and it was like, it was resolved in like 3 episodes and whatnot. So, it was whatever. Honestly, it was like a 3 out of 5 to me. It doesn't mean it was like terrible. It's just if I never watched it, I'd be fine.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because now it's like, okay, even if it gets a season 3, do I want to watch season 3? Probably not. So finally get to move that to completed. Get out of here, stupid piece of crap. Okay
man.
Hokkaido girls, super adorable. Listen, super adorable. If you didn't watch it, you missed out on
it. I gotta finish it. That's the last one that's on my list to finish.
Listen, it only gets better. It only gets better.
So good, man.
Like, even in the manga, it only gets better. So, if you didn't watch it, you missed out. It's definitely one of the best of the season.
Mm-hmm.
By far. Like, it's not even, like, it's easy. Watch it. Have fun. Because it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a nice little slice of life rom-com.
Yep.
That, yeah, it should be on your list.
It should definitely be on your list. It's just nice, you know?
Yeah, it's a nice breather.
Yeah, it's nice. It's romantic. It's cute. What else? How many did you watch?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had 7 in total.
7 in total? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go through one more and then you can start. Sasaki to Peach-On. Finishing that last night, honestly, disappointed. Hokkaido girls, 5 out of 5.
Oh, easy. Easy 5 out of 5, dude. I haven't even finished the season, but like I said, yeah. I read the manga. I already know what happens. Easy 5 out of 5.
Like, it's not even... Like, I could have never watched it and been like, 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Sasaki to Peach-On, disappointing. It started out like a nice little kind of like back and forth fantasy slice of life
with
magic. And then they had the psychics and stuff, but they kind of dropped that storyline, focused mostly on like the fantasy stuff until like the very end. They come back and it's like 2 episodes dealing with like the psychics and working with the psychic organization. Right. So I was like,
yeah.
Like, it had like 3 different stories in the entire season. And it's just gone boring towards the end.
That's fair.
Is unfortunate. Because, like, towards the beginning, or at the beginning, I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be something a little unique, you know? But then it just got like, I don't really care. Like, we're talking, like, the first story was kind of like, oh, we got to rescue or help rescue the prince learn how to use magic and stuff, you know, interesting stuff. And then the next one was like trade agreements, help get your buddy out of prison, you know, through trade agreements. And then the last one was like, oh, we got to stop these magical girls from killing the psychics. No explanation on the magical girls. I mean, they showed up once before and they're like, I got to kill the psychics. And then they just disappeared until the last one. And I was, okay, well, it was unfortunate.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah, it's a 3 out of 5 for me.
Okay, it's still a pretty solid score, though.
Yeah. It's average. It's average. Like, if you watch it, it's probably not going to be your favorite show. And if it is, you haven't seen enough shows. Like,
so. Yeah. I guess I'll start with one of the ones I dropped. Like I said, I haven't decided if I'm going to drop Muscles and Magic just yet. Might, but one of the ones I dropped for this season, which the only reason why I dropped it is because I feel like it was just like, I don't want to say a copy and paste because it had its own storyline, but it just didn't hit the same way as the original series did. And that's the Shaman King Flowers. Like, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't bad or anything. I got to about episode 9. But I don't know. It just wasn't hitting like it was too many, like, I guess you could say, like, similarities between, like, the characters, which is, that's a given because obviously it's a sequel, you know, it's their kids and stuff like that. Yeah. But then it's just
copy and paste.
Yeah, it was like too like copy and paste with a lot of the abilities and and just like character designs and stuff like that. Like, and then like I said, it's just like, I don't know, maybe I might just have to read the manga and go from there. But it was just like sitting through the episodes, like when I got to like episode 9, I was just like, this just ain't hitting like Shaman King was, man. Like, and I think it's because it was too like copy and paste, because it's like already knew like how the powers work. Like, the MC is literally just like a perfect blend of the MC and the FMC from the original series, which I get is their child, but I was like, like, you could have at least gave them a different ability or, like, you know, like...
something original.
Yeah, you know, so... And, like, the plot was decent. Like, I was like, I was like, I could see where they're trying to go with this plot, but, like, I don't know. The original series was just like, yo, we're about to join this tournament, and whoever wins basically gets, like... It's similar to, like, Fate, where they get, like, not the Holy Grail, but they basically get, like, any wish they want, basically, and become the Shaman King. So it's like... plot was super like straightforward, and then it had like these cool like little like intricate character plots in the original series, and it was just like, I don't know. So I dropped that one, and like I say, it wasn't terrible, but I would probably give it like a 3 out of 5 for the most part. Like,
it's
just like very just very like average for me personally. And I definitely enjoyed the original series a lot more. So. Yeah.
Man. That's big.
Yeah. It is what it is, but...
yeah.
Now, in terms of the shows I did finish, The Witch and the Beast. Surprisingly really good, man. Like, kind of hoping it gets picked up for a season 2.
Oh?
Because they definitely left on, not necessarily cliffhangers, but, like, the plot hasn't been resolved yet. Mm-hmm. And they introduced a lot of stuff in like the last like half of the series or the season, and I'm super interested, man. Like, the animation's super good. It, like, you know, had some questions and answers, but also didn't have, like, you know, they left you with a lot of other questions as well. So I'm like, yo, I need this season 2. I get a solid like 4 out of 5, man. Like I said, the animation was beautiful. I love the like magic system they use. The plot was, like I said, pretty solid. Like, you know, they started answering questions as you got further through, and like the plot became a lot more like linear as the episodes progressed. Yeah, I think it's like, it's not something that like I'm like, yo, you gotta go watch. But like, if you're looking for a cool, like, if you're a fan of case study of Vanitas, or and you're a fan of like, kind of like, what is it, like 17th century, like London-esque era, like design settings, and you're a fan of like witches and like I said, cool powers and just really dope animation, then I definitely suggest watching The Witch and the Beast, because it's super solid.
Got high praises.
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. I was happy with finishing it, man.
Yeah, it's always good. All right. Let's do. Gosh, what's this name in English? The Unwanted Undead Adventure. It's solid. Again, wish the tone was a little darker, but
there.
It's solid. Oh man, I don't know if I can. I want to say 4 out of 5, but as someone who knows how the tone can be because of the manga and the fact that it's not in the anime, I feel like I got to dock it a point. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
Because it loses the impact. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though the story's the same, it loses that, like, guttural feel because it's, I don't want to say it's chipper, but it's, you know.
But it's not as dark as it can be.
Yeah. So, all around, though, all around solid adventure anime. That's not, like, a isekai.
Gotcha.
So, not bad.
Nice.
What else? I didn't finish Tales of the Wedding Rings yet. I probably will. I'll probably skim it. It's the one where the guy goes to the world and he becomes the, well, he does become, he becomes the Ring King, which means he has to marry the princesses.
The Ring King.
Yes, man. And he gets to use the elements that the rings are kind of assigned to or whatever. And he's got to defeat the Abyssal Lord. So I didn't finish it. Honestly, I should probably go and see what the last episode is, because that was kind of my biggest question of how far they were going to try and basically speed run this. So I just actually jumped to this one. Oh, wow. It just starts out with nudity. Okay. Okay, so they did. Oh, my gosh. They did speed run this. What? They told. Okay, so I probably would have been disappointed.
Fair enough.
Because 12 episodes. To tell, like, a 40-50 chapter first arc? That's a bit much, dog. Oh, and they didn't even actually do it. They just... Okay. Spoiler alert. If you did watch it, I'm gonna tell you what actually happens. Because what happens in the anime clearly isn't the same as what happens in the manga. So the Abyssal Lord is the original Ring King. He becomes like this dark, you know, evil guy because like he gets corrupted by the power that the rings give him. And then his ring queens, like the girls that he was with, they actually killed him because he got like he was going all crazy. And that somehow, like, worked with the magic, turned him into the Abyssal guy. So he had to kill him. He had to kill the original guy. But it was one of those things where it's like, oh, if you kill me, you become me. kind of whatevers. But he doesn't become them because, you know, love.
Because love trumps all.
Yes, bro. It's love trumps all. And because, like, the bonds that they have, they do give them power. But, like, it also gives, like, the ring princesses power. Like, so it's not like he just gets stronger. They both get stronger. So the first girl, the Princess of Light, is, like, able to save him, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's still going on because it's on light novels. Now, 12 episodes? Not enough. Yeah. Look, bro, second comment, right? First comment is season 2 incoming. Whatever. Second comment, too rushed. Yeah, because it is too rushed.
Fair enough.
Weird here. I thought it would take 3 seasons to get 5 rings, which is true. Like, so, listen, apparently I'm not the only one disappointed. Apparently there was others that read it. So, hey, you heard it from them and from me. Doesn't mean don't watch it, but go read it.
Fair enough.
So what else you got, sir? I think you only got like 2 more?
3 more. Chain Soldier. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I was going to save that one for last, but yeah. It's fantastic, right?
Fantastic, man.
It's fantastic. It's so good. It's just a cool concept. You know?
The powers
are cool.
I will say, the only reason why I'm giving it a 4.5.
Yeah.
Season should have been longer.
Fair enough.
I feel like it should have been like a 24 episode season.
Fair enough. Just to cover like the first arc.
Yeah, yeah. Because like they like pretty much stopped it like in the middle of that. Like, well, I won't say middle. Like maybe like 3/4-ish almost middle of that first arc. And yeah, I'm like.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't just leave me like that.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. It's really good. Like, this is one of those, like, this is one of those where if someone's like, ah, I don't want to watch it, it's etchy. It would be like a Shokugeki one where it's like, no, dog, trust me.
Yeah.
You got to get through that. And just watch it.
Yeah, just watch it. Because it's fantastic. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the manga's just getting better. It's getting.
I need to hop back on the manga.
There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of violence that's gonna happen. There's a lot of action.
Can't wait.
So far, no one has died, but man,
listen,
man. With how close these characters have gotten to die, someone's gonna die. Like,
they better.
It's one of those where it's like you can't bring them this close to death. You can't tease death this much and not kill them. Well, when I mean no one's died, I mean, like, no one in, like...
No one important.
In the squads and stuff. You know what I mean? But people have died. People have 100% died. Like,
as they should.
Yeah. But no one, like, in the squads yet has died. But I do believe someone's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... It's going to happen. But definitely watch it. 5 out of 5 for me.
Oh, yeah. 4.5 out of 5 for me.
Because Alton, he's greedy. Yeah. I get it.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Listen, I ain't judging. I understand.
Next up, we got, for me, I got Ishira, which was the. All right. First of all, let's knock this. Bro, if you're in the comments talking about, you don't know what's going on. You're not understanding. Yada, why haven't we seen, what's the name? Shishiro, the swordsman. He's not the MC. Okay?
The Willow? You do see him, though.
But people are like, oh, we didn't see him for, like, 5 episodes. Yada, yada.
He's not the MC.
No one's...
The story is the MC.
Exactly, bro. Like,
the war itself.
People are so silly. Yeah. And I'm hoping it gets a season 2, man. Because now I gotta see what this tournament is gonna be. You know, they didn't even get to the tournament yet.
No, they didn't. So, and that's all they talk about in the beginning. So, it's the description is the tournament.
So I'll cut out
the fight between Willow and what is he? Silent whatever, the skeleton.
Oh yeah.
I was like, yo.
He gotta get his rematch, bro. But nah, that's a solid 4 out of 5 for me. 4 out of 5, like, I mean, it's just I was enjoying every episode for the most part. Like,
animation was great too.
Yeah, animation fantastic. Characters are really dope and cool. Like, just a unique story, man. Like, it's such a unique story that I was just like, yo, sign me up, man.
So. You know, I think the best part about it is the fact that, like, we've seen anime try and do these kind of stories before, mm-hmm. and they fail miserably.
Yeah.
But this is proof that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
absolutely.
It's going to take more planning.
Yep.
But I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I think it's worth the watch. Go give it a try. If it's not, like, you're like, oh, I'm not vibing with the plot, just watch it for the cool characters. Like,
yeah,
that simple. So,
it's war. The plot's not bad. It's literally...
it's war.
It's literally about nations going to war.
So, and then my last one, because we got to wrap up here.
Oh, okay.
About 40 more. How many more you got?
That was it.
Oh, that was it for you?
Shooter was my last one.
You didn't watch? Bro. I'm going to go ahead and log out, man. How did you not watch Solo Leveling? Because this was my highlight for the season, man.
Honestly, because I had it on my thing. Like, but I didn't have it on my list. But I had it as just a tab open. And I always just forgot.
Bro, you need to go watch that. Because 5 out of 5 for me. It's too late now, dog. Nah, it ain't too late. Five out of five, bro.
Ain't no going back.
5 out of 5. I had to start reading the manhwa because, bro, when I tell you this anime, I mean, you've seen some of the clips. I've seen you, bro. Yeah. Man's getting pieced up. Like, dude, and apparently it's only getting crazier from there. So, I thoroughly enjoyed Solo Leveling, man. I'm talking like, it was like every episode, like, there wasn't a bad episode, man. Like, every episode, like, my man, I can't even remember his name.
The disrespect.
Bro, it's Korean names. I'm not used to Korean names, so it's like, is it Sung? So it's probably Sung, I think. But look, man, if you haven't watched Solo Leveling, go watch it because it is fantastic. I am hyped for season 2. Like I said, I'm reading the manhwa right now because, like, I was like, I can't wait. Like, I gotta know what happens, man. Because this dude, when you talk about OP, and the crazy thing is, he's not even OP. But and you already know, I don't like MCs, bro. I don't like MCs. I don't like a lot of the, like, you know, tropes that come with the MCs. But this man, when I tell you, someone who worked hard for his power, man's grinding levels, dog. Grinding levels. So...
I think that's why it's called Solo Leveling.
Hey, look, started off as his nickname was the weakest hero or the weakest hunter in the world. And now man's out here. Man's out here smacking people, bro. Don't care, bro. He's here to stand on business. He's here like throwing hands, daggers, bro.
Daggers.
Like, bro, he doesn't matter, bro. He's ready to take you out if you stand in his way. And his only goal is to get stronger so he can pay for his mom's surgery. Like, that's all he's here for, bro.
Yeah, we respect,
so,
man.
He's trying to get stronger so he can do harder dungeons, make more money, pay for his mom's surgery.
How much does this surgery cost?
A lot, apparently, because I don't know. I forget what... I think she's like, she's in a coma basically. And it was like something that happened, I think, due to people awakening with like these magical powers and stuff. So And of course, the, you know, they monopolize on this stuff. So of course they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. So, go watch it. Cobra. Five out of five. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Easily. Yo, whatever happened to that other one that was adapted?
With like Tower of God?
Is that no the tournament one? They had like
God of High School. Guy?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Apparently, I think it de-tiered from the manhwa, so like a lot of people didn't like the end.
Oh.
I don't think it's ever getting a season two.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know, but that's all I got for you. I gotta get up out of here.
All right. Well, that's all we got. Just laptop immediately falls over. Subscribe to the YouTube. You can connect with us on socials. Like, we do have socials, but we're probably not on them. But you can if you want. But subscribe to the YouTube. Watch the videos. Pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, we will see all of you in the next one.
Until next time, guys.